Blog Talk Radio.
Good weekend, if they have a good start to this week.
It's your girl Candy. What's up with it? You know, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's, you know, tornadoing and storming and thundering. And y'all know I was under my blanket like a baby and then took a nap. Now I'm, like, awake. I had to take some medicine. I had a headache. This weather, I don't know what it's doing. But I'm good. I'm good. Hey, y'all ladies.
That's what's up. I haven't got any real, real bad weather. You know, it rains every other day in Washington, so it's raining today. But we had some sunshine yesterday, and it was kind of warm out. Didn't need a jacket. It was pretty cool up here.
Okay.
Yeah, weather-wise, it's not cold, but it's not hot. So I'm not going to complain.
Right. Right. I think it hit us kind of bad, though, the tornadoes. Like, if you go on CNN, any of the weather channels, you can see where a lot of people were recording it, and you can actually see the tornado, like, formed up and everything. Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Cool.
Kind of bad out here. Well.
So let's go ahead into WTH moments.
All right. It is your girl Candy, and you already know I'm going to get on this WTH. Okay, now my first moment is, what's going on with Starbucks and their Frappuccinos? I'm hearing that they're admitting to using beetles and for their food coloring in their Frappuccinos. Did you ladies hear about that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's definitely a WTH. Come on now, Starbucks. Really? Beatles? Come on, please. That's just gross. We need y'all to, stop using Beatles if you are. That's just.
Why do they use that? Like, I don't understand.
It's for the food coloring. It's something about the color of the Frappuccino. The beetle juice, I guess, is used for the color of it, to make it look that color. I don't know.
What have they been using? Why don't they just keep using what they've been using?
That's what I'm saying. That's what they've been using.
Oh, no.
That's the moment. That's what they've been using. Yeah, they're supposed to be changing it, like, next year or whatever, but they're admitting to using it. So no telling, and I'm a Frappuccino fan, you know, I get the one that's cold already in the bottle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just, I'm hoping it wasn't used on those. They said it started off with the strawberry Frappuccinos, and then they just started using it on all their Frappuccinos, but they're not exactly saying which ones, I guess, because they don't want their sales to drop.
My. This makes me feel really good that I don't drink Frappuccinos.
Man, and that's crazy because that's, like, really the only thing I like is their Frappuccino. Yeah, bro.
I don't really do Starbucks like that.
Right. See, I don't do it like that, but I like the ones that's already, you know, it's a gas station. You know, it's in the bottle. So I'm just hoping that they didn't use the bug juice on those. Let's move on because I'm pretty sure I didn't already ate enough bugs this year. I don't even want to think about it. You know, you're supposed to eat so many bugs a year. You know that, right? Like, you eat, like, over 100 bugs or something like that every year, like, just by eating out and stuff like that.
Oh, man. That's a very gross thought.
I mean, think about it. You know, even just from eating just meat, you know, just, you know, bugs get on the meat or in the meat.
Well, there's an old saying that says, what doesn't kill will fatten, so.
Yeah, we full of bugs walking around here.
Let's just hope for the ladder.
Right. Let's move along on the bug thing, because, I don't want to talk about eating bugs. So, let's talk about something else. Okay, my next WTH moment is kind of a little bit serious note, which is the 5 top cities for AIDS. Now, I'm thinking Dallas was going to be on here because everybody talks about how bad Dallas is and blah, blah, blah. But guess what, everybody? Dallas is not on here. So let me name the 5 the 5 top cities for AIDS. It's Baltimore, Newark, New Jersey, Atlanta, New York, and Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. So if you are in those cities, even if you are not in those cities, wrap it up, fellas, please. Okay, we have enough things going around, especially you old 40-year-old men who still mess with 20-year-old girls. Come on now, wrap it up. Thanks. You know, and I think it's every 5 per 10,000 women have AIDS. So out of every 5 per 10,000, so out of every crowd, 5 women have AIDS. At 5, and these are African American women, majority. So, I don't know what that says about us as African American women, but my WTH moment is wrap it up, please. Okay. Especially if you hit those 5 cities. Yeah.
I think in Canada, the number one place in Canada is Banff, because it's like a tourist-type place.
Right.
But
I'm sure.
That's shocking, though. I'm shocked that,
yeah.
Like, is that list just for the U.S., it sounds like, or is that just in general?
This is the 5 top cities probably in the United States.
Yeah, okay.
It's more than likely. Yeah, it's 5 top cities in the U.S. I'll be forgetting about y'all Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of leave y'all out. My bad, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I got you next time. I'm sure you really want to know this information. As a single young black woman, we all 3 are, you know. Really, I'm just saying. Baltimore, Newark, New Jersey, ATL, which is my city, New York, is my city, too. Then you got Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and that's a small city. So that's, like, really bad for Raleigh, Durham to even be on here because their population isn't even that big.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's another WTH right there. Moving on. Mary J. Blige. Okay. Mary J., I love you. You're the queen. You are the queen, baby. But did y'all hear that Burger King commercial she did?
Oh, no, I wish
I freaking had the clip. You know, I'm sure they must have paid her a lot for that commercial. So she's, like, going hard talking about this chicken wrap, right? She's like, crispy chicken, lettuce, something. And then she goes, like, hard. And, like, she's standing on this table singing up at the top of her lungs for Burger King. Mary J., I swear they better paid you a grip. But supposedly the commercial got pulled. Supposedly she had it on her page as an April Fool's joke, but it's not a joke. It was really a commercial. So I don't know, Mary J. We love you, and we know you love chicken, because we all love chicken. But they're comparing it to, like, saying, like, that's kind of like a sellout type thing because they're trying to say already, like, black people like chicken, so she might as well be singing about watermelon. I don't know. But, I mean, if they paid her a good check, I guess I would stand on some chairs and sing about crispy chicken, too. I ain't gonna lie, so I don't know. Yeah, moving on. If they ever do post a clip, make sure that y'all just go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TP3Radio, and I'll put it on there so y'all can see, because it's interesting, very interesting. So my next moment is the J. Cole and Diggy Simmons situation. Have y'all been hearing about that?
I have not.
Yes. I saw, didn't you tweet, Candy? Candy,
yeah.
I saw that.
I put it on our Facebook page, which, again, is the /TP3Radio. I guess J. Cole is saying that he messed with Vanessa, Diggy Simmons' sister. So he got mad and made a song up about him. And so then J. Cole went on Twitter and, like, said, if you look, it's a caption. If you put the pound sign in and put J. Cole's world, no rubber or something like that, he put. Like, in other words, like, he messed with his sister with no condom, I guess.
Yeah. It said Cole's world, no rubber.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. So they into it. So let's see where this goes, because I think Biggie's like 17 and J. Cole's like, what, 20-something? You know how old J. Cole is?
I think he's like 24, 25.
Yeah, that's what I thought, 24, 25. So does that even, like, but I I give Diggy some kudos for taking up for his sister, even though he doesn't really know if they really messed around or not. So, but just for him taking up for his sister, you know what I'm saying, that's what's up. So, big ups to Diggy doing his thing. And then I like that, you know, his music coming out. So, that is it for my WTH moment. This is your girl, Candy. I do have some further news, which just kind of is with the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman situation, just kind of an update. I'm hearing that Zimmerman is supposed to be going towards some type of FBI trial, so hopefully that does occur, and that his dad is officially a judge. So I think he had some cases that prior that got erased, but FBI obviously can look into them, so it's kind of like a hate crime type of thing going on. So hopefully for Trayvon Martin's family, they get justice, because that just obviously was not something that anybody should took upon their hands and done on their own. So just, you know, that's just ridiculous right there. And also, I got some Hoops and Shaq news. Supposedly the whole Hoops and Shaq thing wasn't real, and Hoops commented and said her and Shaq are still together, and he hasn't commented on that comment. So I guess they, you know, going through their things, I guess, and he's putting her out, and then she's coming back type thing, no telling. So big ups to them, you know, I guess. Do what you do. And that's it for the rest of the news that I have.
All right. So before we move right along, we have a caller.
All right.
Caller from the 214. Who is this?
It might be trying to call to listen. I sent out a lot of text message.
Okay.
If you guys are calling to listen, let us know, because sometimes the log talk still puts you through. And that way we can place y'all on hold. So if you're calling the 1-800 number.
I thought.
I just had to stop for a second. Like, huh? Well.
All right. What happened? Okay, so moving right along, let's get into Talk That Talk.
Girl, Entice, and I'm coming at you with this week's Talk That Talk, and the topic is, what are some struggles that you faced in your pursuit to happiness, and how do you overcome them? So I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor. Any callers that want to call in and participate with this topic, definitely feel free to give us a call at 1-866-259-0361. I'm going to go ahead and let Keisha start us off with a topic. So what are some struggles that you face in your pursuit to happiness, and how do you overcome them?
Oh, you want to start off with me? So, well, this is it's a real deep topic to talk about, actually. My biggest thing that I'm struggling with personally is finances. My financial situation is not where I've planned where I want it to be at all. So, yeah, my financial situation is my biggest struggle. And then, another thing would have to be my support system. Like, because I'm 25, so I'm at the stage where I'm really finding out who my real friends are, who's really been there for me and who hasn't, or who's just there to take advantage of me and what I have to offer.
Right.
So, yeah, so those are, like, my really, the biggest things that I'm struggling with right now to become happy. And, but to overcome them, I have to, I'm a Christian, so I have to keep God number one in my life, most definitely. Like, without him, you know, I know that I'm going to be okay and I'm going to get through it, and he will see me through.
Yeah. That's true, that's true. That's good. All right, all right. So, moving along, Candy, do you like to discuss the topic this week?
Yeah, yeah, you know it. Well, like she said, it's real deep, and I'm basically feeling the kind of exact way as Keisha, Nicole. My struggles are a little bit different because I have children, and I'm more so along of the struggles of a single-parent mom with a father issue as far as, you know, father for my children. I say just baby daddy issue, you know, basically. And so that's kind of hard for me to overcome because it's kind of like I sacrifice a lot for my children, which that is my happiness is sacrificing for them. So mine's just a little bit different when it comes to my struggles. Because when I struggle for me, I struggle for my family. I don't just struggle for me. So it's kind of like the weight of the world is on my shoulders, and my financial situation might not be what it want to be, but then I also put God first. You know, and it's like at the same time, you feel like you got your back up against the wall and you're in a fight. Like your back's against the wall and you're fighting the world. But sometimes you got to let your guard down. And that's my pursuit of happiness, is just kind of trying to find me and do what's right for me and my kids and take care of them. And just that's my struggle. That's my pursuit of happiness.
All right. All right. So personally for me, one of my struggles I feel is location. Personally for myself, and the reason why I say that is because just where I am, like the people that are around me, you know, the things that I see on a day-to-day basis, the things that I experience, like it feels like, have you ever like been in a place you just felt like you didn't belong in that place? Like it's like you were a fish out of water. And that is something that I constantly always struggle with, really, in my pursuit to happiness, because I feel like everything that I've wanted to do in life and everything that I've tried to do in life, it's always like people just look at me like I'm crazy. Like people just, they don't expect me to want certain things in life, or they don't understand why I may want certain things in life, or when they see me trying to achieve something in life, they want to combat me and either let me feel like I'm not good enough to achieve that, I'm unable to achieve that, it's not possible to achieve that, from all perspectives, you know, from friends, from family members, from, you know, in school, teachers in school, or the employers when I was working in corporate Canada, you know, you go for an interview and it was either you are overqualified or, you know, there's this one thing that you could do that would make you better for this position. So it's like in the location that I am, I feel that if I was somewhere else, maybe I would be a little bit further along than I am right now. So that is my main struggle in life and my pursuit to happiness, is just that I feel like every time I'm trying to go somewhere, it's just because of where I am locationally, I feel like it's caused a drought to my progress, to my success because of that. Now, you would think, well, just move, right? That's what people have been saying to me. But unfortunately, sometimes, and again, with my belief system and my faith and trust in God, sometimes it's not really that easy. What I'm beginning to understand as I get older and as I progress is that a lot of times, there's reasons for that, you know, and there's a time and there's a purpose for everything. So
even though I'm here right now and I'm feeling like, well, if I lived in L.A. or if I lived in Miami or if I lived in New York, I'd be much better off or whatever else, I feel that God has a time and a place for everything. So the fact that I'm here and I'm dealing with these issues right now and I'm feeling like this right now, it's only going to empower me for further down the road. It's going to increase my strength and my potential as an individual to say, you know what, I've been through this, and I've been through this, and if I can get through this, and if I can prove this person wrong, and if I can, you know, stand up against this person, then it makes me a stronger person. So that's basically what's really helped me to overcome this particular thing that I'm going through, and also having a good support system. My mom is always, always, always there for me. She's always, always, always praying for me. And she's that one go-to person that I have. And one of my other friends that he's been friends with me for so long, like sometimes I don't even know why he even still talks to me. You know what I mean? And it's like that's what I have to keep me going. And it's a deep topic, but everybody has something. You know, and a lot of people, they cover it up, they throw it under the rug. But, you know, we definitely want to talk about situations in life because, you know what, sometimes your story might encourage somebody else. You know what I mean? People might look at you and feel like they see you on the top of the mountain. They feel like you're doing so good. And hearing your struggle may be something that helps them when they're going through what they're going through. So definitely if you're listening in and you want to comment on this topic, give us a call at 1-866-259-0321. This week's topic is, what are your struggles in your pursuit to happiness, and how do you overcome them?
All right. Do you ladies know if we have any responses from our Twitter or Facebook pages?
Yeah, I checked Twitter and I checked Facebook, but I didn't see any anybody tweeting anything.
Yeah.
We got some retweets, but we didn't get anybody just saying, you know what, this is what I struggle with and this is how I overcome it. But
it's a touchy subject for people, so
I think that's the thing. A lot of people are afraid to open up and be like, you know what, I'm human too. Because I found that too. Sometimes you have even friends or people in your circle, and when you come to them and you let them know, yo, dude, I'm human. Like, I cry. I have pain. I have hurts. I go through my stressful times too. They look at you like, okay, so you're not the superhero or the super person I thought you were. Well, then, shoot, I ain't really trying to mess with you no more then. You know what I mean? It's like, because people look at you as, like, especially they look at you as a strong person, someone that they always come to when they have issues. When time turns around and you have issues and you're like, yo, dude, like, I have an issue, like, help me. People just look at you like, yo, I got my own issues.
Mm,
I got time
right.
for your issues, too.
Right. Some people are like that. But some people, my saying is kind of like, people ask you, like, somebody will just send you a random text, what are you doing? You know, it's kind of like, do you really want to know what I'm doing? Are you just being nosy? Or it's like some people thrive off you not doing what you want to do or not being where you want to be. So it's kind of a struggle, too, is the hater inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
For all the people who got that hater inside of you, struggle within that hater. You know, if you want to down somebody, look at yourself. That's what I say. Quit always looking at other people and what other people is doing, because you're going to keep struggling and you're going to keep being the way you are because you're always looking at someone else, and you need to be taking a deep and a great good look within yourself.
That's true. That's so true. Because, yeah, I find that a lot of people, they're so quick to point out the wrongs that everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? And the thing is that, honestly, I'm not using it as an excuse, but what I can say is that people are at different levels in life, and there's a level in life where, yeah, you think it's cool to run your mouth, talk about this person and that person, but as you get older and you become more grown, you start realizing that, you know, I even, like, put it on my Twitter yesterday. I'm like, honestly, like, if you are trying to bad mind somebody or if you're trying to speak negatively about a person, at the end of the day, you think it reflects badly on them, but it really reflects badly on you. You know what I mean? Like, it depends on your mind state. A lot of people, they still have that childish mentality and feel like, you know, I'm just going to go and say this about this person, say this about this person, it ain't no big deal, it makes me look like a better person. It really doesn't. It makes you look kind of desperate, you know, to someone with a more mature mind. Someone that's more experienced in the world, they look at it and they're like, yo, pause, like, something's wrong with you. Not the other way around. Because why do you have time to run around and talk about everybody else's story, like, and you're a grown individual? Like, what about your story?
Right.
Yeah.
We have any callers?
Yeah, we have a caller.
Hello?
From the 281, who's this?
This young Billy Grant. What's happening?
What's up?
Hey. The man of a million names, and we're still trying to figure out what we should call you on the show.
How you calling Bernstein, though? You know what I'm saying? My name is Bernstein. If you know me, you know my name Bernstein, but my nickname is young Billy Grant. And it ain't because I got $1,000, it's because I'm royalty. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Already.
Well, we're going to go with the young Billy Grant, because
Bernstein, but also say young Billy Grant. You can say that because Bernstein is legendary. Bernstein on the track with burnt me with PFC, Scarface, Big Pokey. You know what I'm saying? Young Billy Grant is a nigga from the block. You feel me?
All right. Well, we got you, Bernstein, young Billy Grant. We feel you. We got you. Do you want to comment on our Talk That Talk of the night? Did you get a chance to hear what that was?
Excuse me?
Our Talk That Talk. Entice, go ahead and let them know what the Talk That Talk is for the night. You're going to say it way better than me.
All right, so this week we have a Talk That Talk topic, and the topic that we're discussing is what are some struggles that you face in your pursuit to happiness, and how do you overcome them?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that because, you know, there's been times in my life and my career, you know what I'm saying, where it was thousands, hundreds of people around me every day, phones never stopped blowing up, you know. And then one day I woke up in the bed, I looked to my left and to my right, and I was in there by myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this deal. If you do anything to me or degrade me or try to belittle what I'm doing, I just got to go harder. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to dwell on what little petty-minded people doing because I did that before, and I'm so far past that. You know, so my struggle is understanding that in order to be on top, is that some toes going to have to be stepped on. You cannot please everybody. You know what I mean? And the only person you really can rely on is God and in yourself. In yourself first, because if you don't help yourself, God's not going to do a thing for you. You know what I'm saying? So my struggle with this music was that, hey, I always believed that other people would help me. And in reality, they was out to help themselves. So how I got through my struggle is I learned how to depend on me. You know what I'm saying? And depending on me is depending on God because I'm a son of a God, so therefore I'm a king. And as long as I keep that in mind at all times, I'm going to be okay. Because I'm a product of God. I didn't evolve from no monkey or no gorilla or whatever they want us to believe. You know what I'm saying? So I lean on me. And then when I lean on me, if I keep it 1 million, that I'm going to attract 1 million, 10 million, 100 million people around me. Because, hey, I read this book. I don't recall the name of the book, but it said, hey, if you don't understand why your life is headed in a certain direction, then look at the immediate 5 people in your circle. And whatever they doing is what you're going to be doing. So if they sitting at home broke, ain't getting no money, ain't doing nothing with their lives, that's what you're going to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? But if you around people that's progressing, doing positive things every day, trying to be successful, because success is consistency. If you ain't going to be consistent, then just move away and make room for the niggas that's really going to be real with it and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, the game's saturated with so many pretenders, you know what I mean, that people don't know what to believe, what to, you know, hey, man, straight up. So, hey, if you want to get through your struggles, hey, man, get on your knees, pray to God, be sincere, ask God to forgive you for your struggles, you know what I'm saying, forgive you for your sins, and rely on you. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, when you start believing in God and relying on yourself, I guarantee you'll find some energy from you don't know where it come from. You'll muster it, and you'll get through that shit. Because, hey, I done been through things that, hey, man, I done been in a situation where it wasn't nobody but me and God. And I knew that, hey, you're going to get me through. And I'm right here right now to this day on the phone with you, so I know I done made it. Hey.
Right, right. I definitely see you on that because we all got to put him first, most definitely. But, well, ladies, do we have any more callers?
No.
All right, well, we have done a lot of talking, so let's get to some music. You already know. Let's go ahead and we want you to go ahead and introduce Diamonds and Pearls. Let everyone know where to find you at, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever. Go ahead and hit them with that, Bernstein.
Okay. Hey, this is, I'm going to start off. You can find me at Young Billy Grand at Twitter, or you can get at my boy Adonis Edmonds at AdonisEdmonds.com or on Facebook. Real easy to find. You know, check this out. And the song is Diamonds and Pearls. And everybody know Diamonds and Pearls, a girl, best friend, and it's brought to you by Adonis featuring Bernstein, a.k.a. Young Billy Grand, out of Southeast Texas. And we got this thing covered and smothered, hey, man, from the Metroplex to the Golden Triangle. If you ain't from the Triangle, you not Trill. Let's establish that to H-Town. You understand? So, hey, Diamonds and Pearls, Bernstein featuring Young Billy Grand, you dig?
Life was critical. Now everything is good. Check it for new shoes. With a cavalier attitude. You get the best of me. Looking as fly as she wanna be. Body banging, smoking loud,
with a mind sound.
Tough act to follow, interior designer. She moved from the diva T, and she was on the mop. She loved to ride and smoke, seven for a dollar. She stayed turned up, though, turned down your collar. I wanna take you home, lay you down and exercise.
Make you feel surreal.
Start with these eyes, the vaporizer. This was indica, so it's the body high.
The other one's like diva.
The high is cerebral. I mix it all up, it look exotic like a zebra. And then I'm going in, evil, Knievel. You know this place a trip, devil's neck to take a sip. I wanna get you to the music in my spaceship.
Callers on the line, and then they get mad at us. But, you know, we always just got to keep that in line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, let's get into this interview. With question number one, what is your drive? What is your passion? Like, what drives your passion for music?
To be honest with you, it's the affect as many lives as I can while I'm here. I mean, that's a purpose-driven life, you know. It's like some people just existing, other people want to live, and living for me is touching or affecting as many people's lives as I can while I'm on earth. So the best way to do that is through music, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay, okay. Definitely understand that. Mr. Bernstein, young Billy Grant, where are you from?
Hey, man, to be honest with you, I'm from Beaumont, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I-10, mm-hmm. Last drug hub, you know what I'm saying, before you leave Texas in Louisiana, right? You know what I'm saying? Beaumont, mm-hmm. Port Arthur, and Orange make the Golden Triangle, you know what I'm saying, the 409, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I've been in Houston, since like 87. So I got people in Houston that'll swear to God that I'm from Houston. You know what I'm saying? But truth be told, I'm from BMT. You know what I mean?
Right. Beaumont, mm-hmm. Texas. I don't think I've ever been there.
If you ever roll I-10 from coast to coast, you done been there, baby.
Probably.
Already. Have you ever been to the boat, Lake Charles? You know what I'm saying? Roll through Texas, down I-10 to New Orleans, you done passed through Beaumont. No, you can't get there no other way. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so go ahead and let everyone know. Again, where to find you at. Let them know where to, you know, get in contact with you, your Twitter, and where to find the video, you know, give them the whole full web info again.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/MrBernstein2010. You can find me on Twitter at YoungBillyGrand.Twitter, I guess, you know. You can find me on Wix.com/MrBernstein/BernsteinWorld. Hey, if you want to see the video, hey, you go to YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Google Diamonds and Pearl, Diamonds and Bernstein, be the first thing in the search engine, I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? It ain't hard to find me. Google me. Bernstein of the infamous player family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hard to find. Promise me. Google me. I'm there. Everywhere I like hell. Hey, you got a lot of good news, a lot of good things going on. What's happening?
Yep. Okay. How long have you been in the music industry? Like, how long have you been doing this?
Be honest with you, absolutely, positively honest, all I ever wanted to be was a rapper. Ever since I was in elementary, I've been rapping since I was in elementary. Anybody that know me will tell you that. I was battle rapping in the cafeteria in elementary. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, I dropped my first record. My first record was dropped, you know what I'm saying, in goddamn 1998, Infamous Player Family. I was the first thing you heard on the record, and I was in the pen. You feel me? So, hey, I did a lot of ghostwriting. My career started off ghostwriting. Doing a lot of ghostwriting. I came home, I've been mashing. You know what I'm saying? I dropped from goddamn 1997 to 2010, I dropped 3 Infamous Player Family records. Go on the internet, Google Infamous Player Family, pick one and buy it, baby. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I've been doing music since 1997, 98 professionally.
Professionally. Mm-hmm. So, who are some of the artists that you've worked with so far in your career?
Shit, hey. Scarface, Big Pokey, Shit Pimp C, Gangsta Nip, Fifth War Boys, damn near anybody from Houston I didn't work with directly or indirectly. They done been on a project I have put out, my people have put out. So from Slim Thug to South Park Mexican to shit, you name them, shit, you know what I'm saying? I done probably deal with them if they from the 281713 area. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
That's just the name of a few.
Who would you like to work with? Like if you had an opportunity, name one artist that you would like to work with right now.
Right now? You talking about like just right now?
Like right now. Right now, somebody gave you a call and you got to work with any artist, who would it be?
Big Creek.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Big Creek. You never heard of Big Creek before?
Big Creek.
Yeah, he dropped there. Let me tell you about Pretty Fry, country shit. I like that boy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't into a lot of this old funny bunny music that's going on right now, but if you still sticking to the code, like, hey, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I like to work with that boy 2 Chainz right now, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What you're doing.
All right. So in my interview, I always have a few random questions, you know, just have to have a random question. Name one quality in a woman that turns you on.
You talking about like a quality, like an attribute?
Yeah, just like any quality in a woman. Any quality.
I like intelligent women. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like five-day work week, weekend warrior type women, you know what I'm saying, with their head on their shoulder and smell real, real, real good. You feel me? That's what I like. I like well-spoken, and if you wear a pair of high heels real good, hey, man, you got me. Smell real good, feed me, you know what I'm saying? But that one main attribute is I'm into mindset. You feel me? So if you got that, big brain, then shit, I swing through. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't know no dummy sitting on no paper.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, right. For all of your fans, and for all of those who are listening in, if you want to give Mr. Bernstein, Young Billy Grant a call, you can call us live. The number is 866-259-0361. Are you single?
No, I'm not single. I'm not single like a dollar bill, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and keep it real. I ain't going to be lying to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know. Thing is, here's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing that, hey, I heard the show earlier, and you were talking about all them heebie-jeebie race and AIDS race all across the country. I stay in the fourth largest city. You understand what I'm saying? And you'll be playing games with yourself to be tricking off your manhood with just in everything running these streets because it's dangerous. You feel what I'm saying? Shit, you go to jail for trying to get money, you die for making love. And I ain't trying to go out like that. So, hey, man, I'm a you know what I'm saying? My thing clean. You feel what I'm saying? And I like a clean woman. That should be number one on the list. You got to be clean. Clean board of health. Let me see your paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I know what's going on with me. So, hey, straight up. So, yeah, I'm with somebody. And we clean. We clean. Straight up.
You silly. You so silly. All right. Rapping versus freestyle. Which one would you say goes the best? Rapping being, you know, you sat down, you wrote, you thought about it, came up with everything, or freestyle versus you just went to the, you know, the studio and you just, bam, did it. You know, which one do you think is the best?
Hey, I can't really say that either one is particularly best because, hey, I'm a student of both of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, some days, you know what I'm saying, you got something that you just got to get out of your head and you got to put it on paper. And some days you just got shit right on top of your head. It just got to come out right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, both of them can be classic. So I can't say one is better than the other. That's like saying that, you know what I'm saying, it's like saying, you know, Sugar Smack's better than Dig'em Smack's. You feel what I'm saying? They the same. Coke better than Pepsi. It's just, you know, a preference, you know. Just a preference. I can't say which one the best because I do them both. So... No, I can't call that.
Okay.
You have to ask one of them guys. That's just what they do.
Yeah, my next question was, do you freestyle? So you just basically answer that. You freestyle?
Yeah, I do both. I mean, I've been rapping since I was in elementary. So, shit, mm-hmm. I do it all. I mean, I ain't no limits to what I do.
Right. Well, you'd be surprised now. You have some artists nowadays that'll be like, I don't freestyle at all. You know, what is that? Like, I rap. Like, okay. Like, isn't that how you progress? Is he freestyling?
Man, look, let me tell you something. People who don't work in the studio, you talking about people who are doing the freestyle, like Lil Wayne and the guys that say they're doing that Jay-Z. Well, Jay-Z, for one, he writes the shit in his head before he spit it out. You know what I'm saying? There's a train of thought, a process of thought that goes behind the music. If there's no process of thought that goes behind the music, then you got some bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, some people, they thinking on the spot. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to understand that, too. After all them words are put on that music, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of work that's involved into these albums before they drop into the streets. You ain't hearing nothing that's coming out of nobody's board just raw, especially nothing on the mainstream radio, these cats that you're saying that just straight freestyling. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of money being spent in the mixing and mastering and the engineering of them records. So, you know, if you talk to somebody who don't know, you know, how this music works, man, it's not as hard as you think it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if you tell a man who get paid to write music and make music to write, give you 16 sentences for some money, you think he can't do that?
And oh, yeah, I know I can.
They ain't giving you 16 bars no more. The game is 12 bars. 12 bars now. Ain't 16 no more. So you can give me, you going to give me some money for 12 sentences? Yeah, right now. It depends what the situation calls for. If T.I. say you want to do a record, I might write something. But, shit, if, you know, we just getting it in, hey, whatever's clever. Whatever it's going to take to get the job done. I'm going to check all trades.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same. Somebody tell me to write 16 lines for some money. I'm going to write 16 lines, too. I know Keisha Nicole and Entice feel me, too. Shoot. Somebody be like, write 16 lines. We'll be like, okay.
So, the power of the three. Y'all a music group,
too? Be the best 16 lines I've ever wrote.
Hmm? Y'all a music group,
what'd
too?
What'd you say?
Y'all a music group? Y'all aspiring artists also?
No.
You know, singing is my hobby. You know, it's nothing that that I'm trying to pursue at the moment. Maybe I might, but it's just a hobby for me at the moment. So you know.
Not to cut you off, but I gotta say this here. I gotta put this out here. Everybody, they gonna get an opportunity to see the video. When you see young Billy Grant, aka Mr. Bernstein, then you gonna see the lovely, so beautiful. Miss Cela, Candy. Hey, man, the woman like 6 foot in heels. I promise to God, y'all gonna love it, man. Go and tune in and check that video out. Diamonds and Pearls, hey, featuring Adonis and Bernstein. Google it. Be on top of your search engine. You know what I'm saying? Or go on Facebook. If you've been on Facebook and you're from the Southeast region, you've seen it. I promise. But we've been going blasting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Al Capone. You feel me? So, hey.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Oh yeah. I was in the video. You know, I had to, you know, play the video girl role, and I killed it. Yes, I believe I did. No, I'm just hit my own horn there. No.
Tell them what I smell like, Candy. Did I smell good, Candy?
Yeah, you was alright. You was alright.
I was alright. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I had that cushion in my cologne though.
Yeah. You had that good incense going. That was great. But yeah, anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Do we have any callers, Keisha?
No callers.
No callers.
All right. Well, I do like to give a shout out to the whole crew for Bernstein, Young Billy Grant, the whole production crew, which I do not know. It was a lot of people involved. And I had fun, so just shout out to the whole crew. I don't want to name any names specifically because we'll be going on for a long time. And also want to give a shout out to everybody who's tuning in. If you didn't get a chance to call, we are now opening the chat up on Blog Talk. So if you guys want to log into the chat from now on when you are tuning in and you want to speak to us through the chat, you can. Also, again, all our shows are recorded. We will put up the iTunes link, and I'll also put this on my website, which is candiesworld.com. And ladies, do you have anything that you want to ask him before we end the show?
Entice, check me out on Twitter at EnticeDiamante. Hit me up on Facebook.com/MissEntice. And check out my website, www.missentice.com.
All right, and this is your girl, Keisha Nicole. You can hit me up on Twitter at I am Keisha Nicole, and Facebook.com/ILalaNicole. And you have been listening to TP3 Radio. Tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, any
shout-outs? Hey, I want to shout out, man, the Gang Tight Records. You know what I'm saying? I just got some good news. There's some big things might be transpiring between me and that company, so I'm going to give them a shout-out. And you always got to shout-out your mama. I love you, mama. You know what I'm saying? You only made me cry today already.
Oh,
Yeah. Shout out, Mama. What's up? It's Candy. Candy, say hey. I know she didn't see the video, so I gotta say hey to Mama too.
All right,
and woman would.
And we want to thank you for being on our show, of course.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
All right. So we're gonna end it with "Get It, Girl," and to everyone who called or listening in. Tune in next Tuesday, TP3 Radio.
Lego.
So live, so official, man, so beautiful.
She go live, she will rise for me.
Rough and fresh out.
She survive with me.
Heartbreaks, court case, made me stone face, hard bait, touche, she blew my wig back like a toupee, Gulf Coast brother, love your Kool-Aid and etouffee, she well educated, heels slightly elevated, juice box tsunami, I promise, I was swept away, just for the day, let's get away, let's destination. Text me back the letter K. She get it like Simon said it. Dig her persona. The loud already broke down in the grinder. Great vagina. Make the session seem timeless. Let no man divide these ties that bind us. She always poked the lip side for the trips out of town. But she stays stiff through the FBI roundup. Quiet as a church house mouse. Not a sound, bruh, so every time we get them up, we tear the city down, cause, yeah. City lost. Step out and see the stars like the ceiling off. the mood swimming pool. We just chilling out. She got friends, but with grand, she on furlough. It's going down like a second round of Merlot. I told her, watch this, cause I got this. Down in Texas, we love fine domestic cockpits. When it's sunny, good company to ride with. My old friend asking who my new sidekick. So I decided with everything provided not to sleep on her like it's holes in my eyelids. That's my get it, girl, not my busted baby. Any moves to be made, she gon' bust a baby. She ain't tripping off your paper, she hustle crazy. And she's a earner, her furniture is custom made. Yeah,
she's a ride for me.